Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, May 3rd, and we start with local news. Randolph Howell Elementary STEM School has undergone a shakeup in leadership after the sudden departure of its principal and assistant principal. Principal Dr. Michael Ford announced his resignation on Thursday, April 25th, 2 days after being suspended by Marin County Public Schools. In addition, Assistant Principal Beth Hamilton announced her retirement, effective immediately on Friday, April 26th, the day after. In a statement, Murray County Public Schools Superintendent Lisa Ventura stated, "The principal of Randolph Howell Elementary School was suspended pending investigation on Tuesday, April 23rd. Murray County Public Schools received his resignation on Thursday, April 25th. Specifics regarding personnel matters will not be discussed or disclosed," she said. Murray County Public Schools officials declined to discuss the reason for the departures or the reason for the investigation of Ford. Unconfirmed reports have claimed the suspension was linked to manipulation of test scores. Ventura sent a letter to Randolph Howell parents dated May 2nd and posted on the school's Facebook page, which stated in part, "All state-mandated assessments, TCAP, Tennessee Ready, for all grades tested at Randolph Howell have been submitted successfully to the state for scoring. There is no truth to rumors regarding any student being forced to retake any state assessment due to this investigation." Dean of Students Kristen Morehall has been named as the acting principal at Howell Elementary until a new principal is named. Ventura's letter concluded with, "I will be making an announcement regarding new leadership at Randolph Howell very soon." Columbia Arts Council has unveiled its first artistic crosswalk within the city's arts district, with city leaders describing the project as a vibrant testament to the local talent and the city's thriving arts scene. This project, originally pitched by the Columbia Arts Council in 2019, was partially funded by an Arts Build Communities, or ABC, grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission. The idea for the project was to bring a splash of color and creativity to the heart of Columbia, according to a press release. The new crosswalk is located at the intersection of South Garden and Depot Streets and was created by local artist Whitney Harrington. Harrington has been a staunch advocate for local Murray County arts for many years, both as a teacher and creating multiple murals and public art pieces throughout the region, including the Mule Queen on East 6th Street, Muletown Gothic on West 7th Street, and the Columbia Mural on North Garden Street. Her South Garden Depot crosswalk is being called Patchwork Pathway. "I am honored to be the artist behind this project. Having the opportunity to add art pieces to our budding arts community makes my heart full and hopeful for the future of the district," Harrington commented. "This project was inspired by quilt blocks and Turkish tile designs. It connects our city with the colorful arts district. The crosswalk entices pedestrians to cross over into the arts district and see what hidden gems can be found," she said. The crosswalk's location is also significant, given it is where the city's recent South Garden Street landscape project was completed, providing a greater visual aesthetic while drivers and pedestrians enter the arts district. This also included creating stations for future public art, upgrading the sidewalks, parking places, and providing a great location to christen the artistic crosswalk project. "This artistic crosswalk, a first in our community, is a vibrant symbol of Columbia's commitment to the arts," said Columbia Mayor Chaz Mulder. "It's a testament to the power of public art to transform our spaces and ignite creativity within our community. How fortunate we are to have both talented artists and supportive corporate partners right here in our own backyard," he said. Mayor Mulder added that he hopes that while celebrating the first artistic crosswalk is a great accomplishment and a step forward for the arts district's continued progress, he's looking forward for more opportunities like this to come. "We're grateful to the Tennessee Arts Commission for this grand opportunity, which helped bring the first, most, but hopefully not our last, artistic crosswalk to Columbia," Mayor Mulder said. "Thanks to local artist Whitney Harrington for her colorful design and artistic abilities, to Swarco Incorporated for their contribution to the project, and our Public Works Department, who always answers the call of creative service," he said. Artistic crosswalks have become a staple in many communities, aiming to provide certain benefits beyond creating a visually appealing addition to the places people gather. It's also the kind of project that isn't accomplished alone. An eye-catching crosswalk like this is more than just a place to cross the street. It's a canvas for artistic exploration and an invitation to engage with art in a new and interactive way, the City of Columbia press release stated. Beyond the talented artist and the vital grant funding, the City of Columbia would like to recognize and thank the other local partners it took to complete this project, including the Columbia Arts Council, SWARCO, and Columbia Public Works. This artistic endeavor helps foster a deeper appreciation for the arts, spark creativity in everyone, and further establish Columbia as a cultural hub in Tennessee. So next time you're strolling through the Columbia Arts District, take a moment to experience the vibrant new crosswalk and let it ignite your imagination. The nonprofit Hickman County for the Duck is calling on Governor Bill Lee to provide leadership and help in protecting the Duck River from potential overconsumption. In a press release and accompanying letter to the governor, Douglas E. Jones of Hickman County for the Duck cited the recent designation for the Duck River as the third most endangered river in America by the American River Association. The letter states that on March 15th, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation approved Aquatic Resource Alteration Permit, NRS 23.288, allowing Columbia Power and Water Systems to withdraw 32 million gallons of water per day from the Duck River at the border of Murray and Hickman counties. This amount of withdrawal alone is detrimental. However, there are also six other permits pending to remove higher volumes of water from the Duck River, the release states. It continues, the Duck River reaches drought level every summer. During this time, the Duck River in Hickman County resembles a creek more than a river. There are currently 18 endangered species in the Duck River in Hickman County. There have been no scientific studies conducted showing how these species will be protected when Columbia Power and Water Systems drains this portion of the Duck River, the release concludes. In the letter sent to Governor Lee, Jones stated, your leadership as governor is urgently needed to save and preserve the Duck River from excessive withdrawal permits, which have been requested to support new industry and development. Jobs, housing, and development are important, but must not come at the expense of this important river. Growth must be balanced with preservation of the beauty and resources which draw people to Tennessee. Please act now before it is too late. Convene a working group to provide technical expertise on water management and conservation of the Duck River. Direct TDEC to develop a comprehensive watershed plan for the Duck River to manage its long-term and sustainable use proactively, and fund much-needed scientific studies to understand the flow needs of this river. These are the recommendations of the American Rivers Association and are a reasonable pathway to find solutions, Jones said. Besides the governor, the letter was also sent to three state senators, five state representatives, as well as TDEC Commissioner David Sawyer. When Chris Peach arrived at A Place of Hope several years ago, he didn't plan on finding a home, much less a life calling and purpose. He just wanted to get clean. Today, Peach is still at the facility, but this time as a counselor guiding others. Founded by Mike Coop and family, Place of Hope celebrated its 24th anniversary as a substance abuse treatment center on April 20th. The 64-bed facility serves adult men and women dealing with issues of alcoholism, addiction, co-occurring disorders, and homelessness. In the building of the former Bel Air Nursing Home, Place of Hope is located at 105 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Peach's path is moving full circle, as so many before him, who have a renewed purpose in helping others who also suffered. Peach is now working towards his licensed alcohol and drug abuse counselor certification on-site at Place of Hope with the help of on-site training. Clients at the center who complete a period of transition living and return to work and regular life have the option of becoming a peer counselor or go further to pursue licensure or certification in drug and alcohol counseling. Coop pioneered the recovery center by using a whole life recovery approach, offering free, faith-based counseling at the state-licensed drug and alcohol treatment facility, which he has led for almost a quarter of a decade. The result is a safe place for clients to heal. Place of Hope is home now for Peach, as it has been for others in the past who have received inpatient treatment. Both my parents were alcoholics growing up, Peach said. As a little boy, all I would see is a lot of arguing and fighting. You don't really know what alcoholism is until you get older, he said. Peach recounts that he was consistently exposed to the chaos of physical and emotional abuse. Sometimes I would get whipped just because my dad was drunk, Peach said. I didn't understand. What did I do wrong? That went on for a long time, he said. Peach said he turned to comfort in many ways, one being his experience with eating to mask emotions he was facing. I drifted in with the wrong crowd, started stealing my parents' cigarettes, and began dabbling in marijuana. It was that gateway for me, Peach said. As time went on, I got into harder stuff, he said. And with meth, I tell people I was addicted before I ever even tried it. It was my motivation, my social lubricant. It made me have that 10 feet tall and bulletproof feeling, he said. He blamed his parents for the longest time, made excuses. He said he has reflected on times when he was in and out of jail. It started off fun, Peach said, but it ended with me miserable with or without it. However, his journey was just beginning. It was at the annual Place of Hope tent revival that Peach said he stopped running and surrendered for the first time. It was under that tent, among local church ministers' prayers of hope, that he said he received his spiritual awakening, which led to a path of true recovery. He describes his new purpose as directed by God, which became his number one motivator in life. Peach describes his personal miracle as the total loss of desire for the drugs that once controlled his existence. Peach isn't the only one who has made the most of recovery and continued their involvement in helping others with the same struggles. One of our current board members got sober the first year we were open, Coop said. He's been sober ever since. That board member is today also Murray County Commissioner Gary Stovall, who shared his own story, saying thanks to Coop and the help of Place of Hope, he has seen more than 30 years of sobriety. In these early days, Coop said the economic environment was different for treating people with substance abuse addiction. Coop himself has had 47 years of continuous sobriety and has been professionally helping others to do the same for the majority of that time. Starting out as a drug and alcohol abuse counselor at Murray Regional Medical Center in 1988, he pioneered an approach to treating those who suffered from addiction, a program that lasted about 10 years. Healthcare reimbursement was different, said Coop. The administration came to us after 10 years and said, you all have done a great job, but we can make more money using these beds for something else. The impact was huge to their bottom line, Coop explained. So there were no hard feelings there, but what it did was make me even more aware of the need for treatment here in Murray County. The 28-day treatment plan, which would become par for the course in many other treatment centers around the nation, was an insurance reimbursement limitation. This time may work for some, but Coop says there is nothing particularly magical that happens after that 28th day. It was this first barrier that Coop abandoned in favor of a longer, more long-term effective care plan that Place of Hope still engages to help others today. Some clients at Place of Hope today stay a year or longer. Some stay long enough to become a permanent staff member, like Peach. Entering the center more than 5 years ago, Peach says he credits his redirected life to God and the Coop family in steering him on the path he's now on. He has also made amends with his parents today and maintains a positive relationship with his dad, who he said is also doing much better these days. Peach is currently a certified peer recovery specialist on track to receive his full licensed alcohol and drug counselor certificate to continue helping others at Place of Hope, continuing its legacy in Murray County to any who would reach out. For more information, visit www.placeofhopetn.com or call 931-388-9406 to find out current wait times for an available bed. Due to the manner of free care, there is typically a waiting period to begin residency. Murray Regional Medical Center welcomes three additional cardiology specialists to the medical staff as Ascension St. Thomas Heart Columbia opens on May 1st. Dr. Thomas Cable, a general cardiologist, received his medical degree from the University of Mississippi School of Medicine in Jackson, Mississippi. He completed his residency at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville and a fellowship in cardiovascular disease at University of Florida Shands Hospital in Gainesville. He is board certified in cardiovascular disease. Dr. Temujin Dinaram, an interventional cardiologist, received his medical degree from Ross University of Medicine in Portsmouth, Dominica. He completed his residency at New York Presbyterian Queens in Flushing, New York. Dr. Dinaram also completed a fellowship in cardiovascular medicine at SUNY Health Science Center in Brooklyn, New York, followed by a fellowship in interventional cardiology at Virginia Tech Carilion Clinic in Roanoke, Virginia. He is board certified in cardiovascular disease and interventional cardiology. And Dr. Amit Keswani, an interventional cardiologist, received his medical degree from St. George's University School of Medicine in Grenada, West Indies. He completed his residency at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Keswani completed a fellowship in cardiovascular disease at Ochsner Clinic Foundation in New Orleans, Louisiana, followed by a fellowship in interventional cardiology at University of Texas Health Sciences in Houston. He is board certified in internal medicine, cardiovascular disease, and interventional cardiology. Ascension St. Thomas Heart Columbia is located at 1222 Trotwood Avenue, Suite 211 in Columbia. Office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. To make an appointment, call 931-777-2300. The medical staff at Murray Regional Health includes 12 heart specialists with expertise in general cardiology, interventional cardiology, and electrophysiology. The Heart Center offers a vast array of cardiac services ranging from diagnostic and interventional procedures to pacemaker and defibrillator implants, and recently invested $1.9 million to enhance cardiac services, which include new state-of-the-art technology in its cardiac catheterization labs. The medical center has been recognized as a chest pain center with PCI by the American College of Cardiology and holds certification in the treatment of heart failure from the Joint Commission. In addition, U.S. News & World Report has recognized the medical center as a high-performing hospital for heart attack treatment for 2023 and 2024. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home. Dolores Jean Smith Connell Love, 89, a former resident of Columbia, died Tuesday, April 30th. Funeral services will be conducted on Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Polk Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Monday from 12 noon until 1 p.m. at Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks & Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks & Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks & Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks & Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have rain and scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 79 degrees. Winds will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect cloudy skies with occasional showers. A thunderstorm is possible. The low will be 63. The low will be 63 degrees. For your weekend forecast, we will see more scattered thunderstorms and occasional rain. We apologize for the disconnection. For your weekend forecast, we will see scattered thunderstorms and occasional rain. The weekend highs will be in the low 80s. Overnight lows will be in the low 60s. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Music. This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular scheduled cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. Your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. A state law passed this last year is facing its second legal challenge by the same group. Their mission? Ensuring all Tennessee voters can cast primary ballots for any party without fear of retribution. Bipartisan voters across the state, the League of Women Voters of Tennessee, and former Knoxville Mayor Victor Ash are banding together to rid polling places of signs that require voters to be bona fide members of the party whose primary they're voting in. Their first attempt, initiated in November, was dismissed days before Super Tuesday. Ash, a former U.S. ambassador to Poland, told the USA Today Network Tennessee they addressed Judge Eli Robinson's reasons for dismissing the original suit in their second attempt. He was disappointed with the March dismissal, but feels more confident now. The original suit was shot down because plaintiffs were unable to prove the law confused any voters or suppressed turnout. This time around, the plaintiffs are joined by voters who say they were harmed by the law. In addition to Hart, voters James Palmer has joined the suit. Palmer said in a release he didn't vote on Super Tuesday because he feared embarrassment. He's placed signs supporting Democratic candidates in his yard before, but planned to vote in the Republican primary before hearing about the new law. The new suit also fixes some legal technicalities. The original suit listed only Secretary of State Trey Hargett as the defendant, though the new one adds all 32 of Tennessee's district attorneys. Ash told Knox News that's in direct response to an aspect of the dismissal that said Hargett, as Secretary of State, doesn't have authority to prosecute voters. The district attorneys do. A lieutenant colonel at Fort Campbell has been indicted on federal criminal charges related to importing firearms illegally, according to a U.S. Department of Justice release. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Tennessee announced Lieutenant Colonel Frank Ross Talbert, 40, with the United States Army Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit, assigned to Fort Campbell, faces federal charges after an investigation by law enforcement uncovered evidence that he unlawfully imported firearms parts from Russia, China, and other countries. Talbert also unlawfully dealt in firearms without a federal firearms license and committed multiple firearms violations related to the possession of machine guns, according to U.S. Attorney Henry C. Leventis. Talbert was arrested Thursday, May 2nd, on the 21-count indictment charging him with 8 counts of importing defense articles without a license, 8 counts of smuggling firearms parts into the country, 1 count of firearms trafficking, 2 counts of possession of unregistered machine guns, 1 count of transporting a machine gun without a license, and 1 count of dealing in firearms without a license. If convicted, Talbert faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $1 million. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Mid-South Live Steamers welcome everyone aboard for its spring meet this weekend at Murray County Park. Guests will climb aboard trains to ride through the park's tracks, which will be open from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Rides are also free to anyone who attends, but will require a safety waiver. Due to safety concerns, pregnant women or anyone over 350 pounds will not be permitted to ride. Children 18 months or younger must also be secured to the front of an adult in a baby carrier, sling, or wrap. Jersey Dogs will also be serving up all beef hot dogs, as well as walking Dorito bowls, cold drinks, and more. Murray County Park is located at 1018 Murray County Park Drive. For more information or to donate to Mid-South Live Steamers, which operates as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, visit www.midsouthlivesteamers.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great weekend.